Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you want to know how soulless Democrats have become, especially when it comes to Hunter Biden and the crimes committed by Hunter Biden, just listen to what Sam Harris had to say during a conversation this week. And this seems to really sum up the Democratic Party, the extreme left in this country, and the crimes that have been committed by the Biden crime family. He was talking about Hunter Biden and asked a question about Hunter Biden. And, you know, how are you concerned about this? Right. And what Hunter Biden is accused of. His response, soullessness. Listen.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared.
I want you to get your head around that. That's real, authentic audio, folks. Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement, and I would not have cared. Now, why does he not care? This is the second part of the conversation. Because he claims that Donald Trump is actually worse than Hunter Biden. Even if Hunter Biden had the corpses of children in his basement, I would not have cared.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement, I would not have cared, right? It's like, there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden. But even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly. And
I love this, right? He's admitting that there is a level of corruption to Joe Biden, like, right, what, and he's saying, well, what, whatever that is, right, whatever that level of corruption is, I still don't care. I don't care because I hate Donald Trump that much. I hate him so much, I don't care.
And understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right, or China. It is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in.
This guy's using his word vocabulary calendar there, right? Quite well. That was like must have been the word of the day. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, I will give credit to Sam Harris for actually saying this. I do. I give him credit for saying this out loud in an interview. It's what I've been basically telling you for a long time. Democrats do not care what crimes have been committed. They do not care how much money has been made by Hunter and Joe and James Biden. And the reason why they don't care is because for them, it's better than Donald Trump. This is how much they hate Donald Trump. This is how much Donald Trump to them is just like pure spawn of evil Satan. It is to the point, as it was described, as you just heard it described by this individual, to the point where Hunter Biden could have corpses of children in his basement, and he said, I could care less. Maybe now you understand why the media has been covering the story the way they have, because if they're not alienating 50% of Americans, do they care about the other 50% that will or may might be outraged over the corruption of Hunter Biden? He's just now saying what all of them have been thinking.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement, I would not have cared, right? It's like, there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden, but.
By the way, notice all of the acceptance of guilt that he's about to go through. He says, look, first of all, it's Hunter Biden. It's not Joe Biden. But he says, even with Joe Biden, keep listening.
Even if Joe, like even the, whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever.
Right. He's admitting that Hunter Biden is giving kickbacks to his dad, Joe Biden, in deals in Ukraine. He's about to admit that he knows his dad's also getting kickbacks for deals. Listen very, 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 very carefully. He's about to talk about getting kickbacks for deals in China. He's admitting it. They're admitting the crimes have been committed, and they're still saying they don't care.
Whatever else, right? Or China. It is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in.
Now, here's the part I do love. I love that they just said that Donald Trump is more evil than a Hunter Biden with corpses of children in his basement. Remember when we called it Trump derangement syndrome, right? There's a psychotic, I mean, and it's psychotic nature slash mindset of the people involved in it. And it's psychotic, right? That's the only way you can describe this. But this dude's like saying it out loud on behalf of all Democrats. So let's just look at the crimes that are being committed right now. Let's talk about the crimes that are being committed right now in this country. Do they care about them? No. Do they care if you're murdered by an illegal immigrant? No. Do they care if you die because of fentanyl laced in something when you had no intent of dying? They don't care. Do they care that thousands of illegal immigrants are dying at the Rio Grande trying to come across the river? No. Do they care that children are being sexually abused and molested and raped and left for dead? No. Do they care that the women are being raped and molested and that they're being threatened with their kids' lives if they don't go along with it? No. Do they care that they have illegal immigrants living under bridges? No. They don't care. Because they don't even care if Hunter Biden has dead children in his basement. His words, not mine. I could care less. I could care less. That's what he said. I could care less. This is the Democratic Party going into the midterms. When you've lost your soul the way that they have lost their soul, and this is a soulless Democratic Party. They don't care about children. They don't care about families that are being destroyed. They do not care. They don't even care that Americans have gone to jail for doing far less than what Hunter Biden has done. This week, Peter Schweizer was on Newsmax talking about this, right? And he was asked about it. Right. All of this Hunter Biden is vacations with his dad as illegal questions are swirling. And he said this week, I mean, again, this is how Democrats like, we don't care. We don't care if there's dead children in his basement.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Peter Schweizer, who's a guy that has written some incredible books about Hunter Biden and about the corruption with James Biden and Joe Biden and the connections. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He's a guy that focuses on government accountability. If you haven't looked at his book, and I rarely tell people to buy books, but this is one you should buy, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich, Helping China Win. He said not only is Hunter Biden benefiting from a double standard when it comes to his highly questionable foreign ties, but he also now says Americans should care because a lot of Americans have gone to jail for doing far, 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 far less than what Hunter Biden is doing as he's riding on Air Force One going on vacation with Daddy this past week. He did an interesting interview with Newsmax, and he was talking to the former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. And Peter said, not only does America need to wake up to how many Americans have gone to jail for doing far less than these guys have done, but he also alleged that Hunter Biden has acted as a lobbyist now for foreign entities. This all based on evidence from his laptop and commercial activities. They say not only has he violated the law, he's violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, the FARA Act, which people have gone to jail for on a regular basis for violating that Act. I want you to take a listen to part of this conversation, because and while you're listening to these crimes, I want you to keep in the back of your head the comment from Sam Harris. Right? When you're hearing all the crimes he's going to lay out for you in just a second, think about this line the entire time.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared.
I would not have cared. Maybe that's why the media can get away with not telling you the story. Maybe that's why so many Democrats just say, I don't care, because they don't even care if there's dead corpses in the basement of Hunter Biden's home.
According to reports, Justice Department officials are looking at whether to charge Hunter Biden with various tax violations and possible foreign lobbying violations. But another report says that Hunter Biden and his longtime business partner, Eric Sherwin, in 2016 were working behind the scenes to solicit donations for former Biden advisor Fran Persons' congressional campaign, while at the same time also working on Chinese business deals with Persons' business partner. The question is that are Hunter's deals getting the attention that they should while where all the focus is on Mar-a-Lago?
No, I don't think they are. And it's always great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me. I think you're exactly right, Sean. I mean, the interest here seems to be on what's happened in Mar-a-Lago, and that certainly is a legitimate story. It raises questions again about whether justice is being equally laid out when you compare his treatment with that of Hillary Clinton. But you could say the same thing here with Hunter Biden. I mean, it's very clear if you look at the Hunter Biden laptop, if you look at his commercial activities, who was paying him, Hunter Biden was lobbying for foreign entities. He was in violation of FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. There have been Americans over the last 5-6 years, especially, that have gone to jail for doing far less on that front than Hunter Biden himself has done, not to mention the tax evasion and the questions about foreign corruption. So, yeah, it's a real problem. And I think the frustration a lot of people have with Mar-a-Lago and these other issues is not the fact that there's FBI scrutiny. If there's going to be FBI scrutiny, let it be there. But it's wildly inconsistent, and it seems like it depends whether you have a D or an R after your name, what kind of experience you're going to have with law enforcement.
Bingo.
Peter, it looks like Speaker Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., just took a page out of Hunter Biden's playbook. He joined her on her Asia trip recently, including to Taiwan. And the problem is they were not transparent about this at all. She was asked about her son coming with her, and here's how she responded.
His role was to be my escort. Usually we invited spouses. Not all could come, but I had him come, and I was very proud that he was there, and I'm thrilled, and it was nice for me.
By the way, let's just put in perspective what you just heard there from Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has a family member that's traveling with her, right? It's no big deal, right? She says, oh, it's not a big deal. Everybody calm down. Here's my escort, right? Not all the family members come. My husband, you know, he got this DUI recently. He had a court appearance, maybe. I'm guessing. I don't know. But you notice now that we've got family dealings that are going on from not just President Biden and his son, but now apparently the whole entire Nancy Pelosi clan.
Did he have any business dealings?
No, he did not. Of course he did not.
Of course he did not. Why would you even ask that question? Of course he didn't have any business dealings. Well, we now know that he does have business dealings over there. We know that she lied to us. So what else is she lying to us about? But again, if you're a Democrat, you go back to this Sam Harris response.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared, right? It's like, there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden. But even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right? Or China. It is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in.
Because if you compare it to Trump, Trump's the guy that should be in jail, right? Trump's the guy that should be in prison. We don't care if there's dead bodies. That's how much we hate Trump. And you should hate Trump that much too, because Donald Trump is the worst person in the world. We've decided it, whether you believe it or not. We have. And Nancy Pelosi, her and her kids, they can whore out American government too. We don't care. They can insider trade. We don't care. In other words, the Democratic Party is a soulless party of individuals who just don't care about what the laws say, as long as they have power and control. Listen to Peter Schweizer, now on Pelosi's son, tied to the Chinese company, just like Hunter Biden is tied to Chinese companies as well.
Are you satisfied with that response, Peter?
No, not at all. I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi has not been transparent about her husband's business dealings. I mean, the issue is obviously relating to his stock trading. But if you look at his history, he's done a lot of deals in mainland China while Nancy Pelosi has been a powerful Democratic politician. If you look at Paul Pelosi Jr., he's been involved with a handful of companies, five or six, that have been looking to do deals in China. Many of them have ended up under SEC or investigation by U.S. federal authorities for various reasons. So the notion that he's just there to kind of be an arm that can escort her to these events isn't even accurate when you look at the pictures. There were some high-profile events where he wasn't there. So you wonder where he was and what he was doing. This is the reason the American people are so frustrated with so many powerful people in Washington. Those powerful people feel that the average American's stupid. And if they basically tell them, no, there's nothing to see here, that the American people are going to believe them. And the American people are a lot smarter than that.
Or maybe half the American people just don't care. You look at this laptop. He says there have been Americans over the last 5-6 years, especially, that have gone to jail for doing far less than that Hunter Biden has done, that he's shown us from his own laptop, not to mention the tax evasion, the questions about foreign corruption. Schweizer compared the Justice Department lenient treatment of Hunter Biden to the FBI's recent raid on the former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago estate, saying, quote, it's wildly inconsistent. And it seems like it depends on whether you have a D or an R after your name, what kind of experience you're going to have with law enforcement, especially at the federal level. Last year, he said the GAI had confirmed that President Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary of Hunter Biden's financial deals with foreign interests. Big story, right? Nah, who cares? Right? No one cares, right? It's not a big deal. It's just his normal day in politics. Nancy Pelosi. Son goes on a foreign trip doing foreign deals. Husband's doing foreign deals. Anybody care? Not, no one cares. Not a big deal. Everything's fine.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young, kids, and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You know, Hunter does foreign deals. Pelosi's husband does foreign deals. Nancy Pelosi's son does foreign deals. And nothing to see here. Everything's fine. That's what the media says. There's another aspect, by the way, of what this podcaster and author, this guy's a god to the left, Sam Harris, said about the censoring of the New York Post Hunter Biden expose right before the election, right? He said it was warranted to be censored to beat Donald Trump. In other words, it was for the greater good. So the media got it right by lying to you, telling you the laptop was a lie, by having those 50 former top intelligence officials that signed that letter all together, courting, saying that this was a had the markings of Russian disinformation, even though it wasn't Russian disinformation. And he says, well, it was for the greater good, so it was okay to lie to the American people. Listen.
To not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the, you know, the New York Post's Twitter account, like that, that's a, just a conspiracy. That's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted.
I think it was warranted. It was warranted to beat Donald Trump. This best-selling author, this darling of the left, right, coming out claiming the left-wing conspiracy to bury the Post reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop was warranted to keep former President Donald Trump out of power. And Harris wouldn't even care if this cracked-out first son had the corpses of children in his basement. So now you understand why the deep state's doing what they're doing. If this is the party that backs you, right, if these are the people that back you, do you care if you're doing things that are illegal? No. Do you care if you're framing a president for crimes he didn't commit? No. Do you care if you go in and try to block up people like General Flynn, who served his country admirably because associated with Donald Trump? No. In other words, if dead children don't matter to them in a basement, why would they care about ruining the lives of any adult who gets in their way for their power? Framing them for crimes that they've never committed, charging them with crimes, lying. I have to go back, and I say it over and over again because I don't think it's really set in with the American people because there's been so much noise and fighting over the Steele dossier. I have to keep it simple, stupid, is the way that we need to think about this story. And I'm going to say it again because I do think it's this important. You have to understand that the media, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the Democratic Party as a whole, all understood that the Steele dossier was a lie from the very beginning. They all understood that it was made. They understood it was fabricated. They understood it was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. And they knew that this lie was being used to not just hurt and undermine the presidency, the legitimacy of the president of the United States of America and Donald Trump, but it was being used and weaponized to impeach him. They could have stopped it, but they wanted to overthrow the will of the people. They didn't like who you chose for president. And when you don't like who you choose for president, you then do what they do in third world countries, right? You overthrow the will of the people. It's a coup. It's a coup attempt, and the deep state and the CIA, they're very good at this. They've done this for a long time, right? They understand how to do a coup. They've helped orchestrate coups for decades, centuries. Well, not centuries, decades and decades, maybe 100 plus years. But our deep state understands how to do this, and they were doing it in America. There was a coup attempt in this country to overthrow the president of the United States of America, and not forget Donald Trump. They were trying to overthrow your vote. They were trying to overthrow the will of the people of the United States of America. This is incredibly dangerous. And people have not really seemed to click on to this and to be offended by this because there's been so much noise. You should be angry and offended by this. You should be outraged by this. You should be enraged that someone was willing to do this to your vote. This is a big deal, right? This is what happens in third world countries. And everybody needs to take a step back, look at this situation, and realize this is the Democratic Party. They are willing to overthrow the will of the people. They are willing to undermine our free and fair elections. Not undermine them, to literally get rid of them, to overthrow them, to make the will of the people, the votes of the people disappear. So why they're willing to do what they did with Hunter Biden lying to you about the laptop, about what it was. They knew it was real. They knew it was authentic. And what did they do? They all got together and they said, no, it's not authentic. Nope, it's not real. They lied to you. They lied to you just like they're lying to you right now on the new stuff. Because there's nothing that they will do to stop until they get their way. That's why Sam Harris is so honest in this interview, because he doesn't believe that there is any real consequence for telling you the truth. Right? He does this podcast. He happily dismisses those who said it was completely unfair to have shut down the Post Twitter account to silence his extensive reporting. And the influential philosopher noted how critics called it a left-wing conspiracy to deny the president to Donald Trump. And he said, quote, absolutely it was, absolutely. And I think it was warranted. He thinks it was warranted. Harris said silencing the Post story, the reporting, absolutely was a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency of Donald Trump. He said, and again, that's why he went on to say, I don't care what's in Hunter Biden's laptop. There's nothing the troubled first son could do to alarm him. Hunter Biden could literally have the corpses of children in his basement, and I would not have cared. The author also made it clear he supported squashing shocking info from the first son's laptop, even if it showed the scope of Joe Biden's corruption. I'm interested in democracy. Kristen told Harris, you're saying you are content with a left-wing conspiracy to prevent somebody being democratically reelected as president? Was one of the questions that came back at him. He said, politically speaking, I consider Trump, quote, an existential threat to our democracy right now. One of the hosts of the podcast pushed back again, saying, noting that Harris was effectively arguing for a plot to destroy democracy in the process of protecting democracy. Still, even Harris said he would not go as far as the corrosive coverage by institutions like the New York Times. This is the Democratic Party. This is what they believe. This is how they look at you. You are a problem that deserves to be squashed, a problem that needs to be silenced. That's all you are. You're a problem. That's all it is. You're a roadblock. Your vote's a roadblock. Your beliefs are a roadblock. Your democracy's a roadblock. All of it is a roadblock. And we'll run over you. We will trample you. We will dispose of you. We will lock you up if we need to. Whatever it takes to get rid of you. Because I do think it's a really important thing to hear it out loud. Right? I think it's a really, really important thing to hear this. The way that he said it. It's important that people understand it. These people are evil. And they don't believe in freedom. And they don't believe in democracy. And they don't believe in free and fair elections. You know, when I could have never imagined having this conversation that I just had with you tonight. I could never imagine having that conversation. Like, all right, well, you know, Joe Biden got elected. Let's overthrow him. Barack Obama got elected. Let's overthrow him. Never in my life could I imagine having that conversation. That would be a conversation we could not have. But yet here we are, and that's the conversation that we're having right now. Right? This is it. This is that conversation. This is the conversation that they are having right now. And they're proud of it. They are genuinely proud of it. And they hope that you will understand why they're committing these crimes. They seem to be advocating for these crimes to be committed. They seem to be supporting these crimes, implying that they are something that is needed for our democracy. They say we want to overthrow democracy so that we can protect democracy. That's their logic. Never forget it, because we have a midterm election coming up, and now you know what these people are capable of. Don't forget our deep dive exposés into Hunter Biden are up on our podcast. If you've never listened to our podcast, we do it every day. Make sure you download and listen to the Ben Ferguson podcast each and every day.
And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.